Some people retire with a gold watch and a send-off party at a local pub. On Thursday, the recently retired Harold Pinter was awarded the 2005 Nobel Prize for Literature. Now he can afford any watch he wants. The Nobel Prize carries a cash reward of $1.3 million. He's 75 years old, has always lived in London, and before he left the stage last year, Harold Pinter wrote 29 plays, intricate stories about complex characters laid out in sparse and unpredictable dialogue. Mr. Pinter has also written novels, screenplays, and poetry. His recent poem, The Special Relationship, criticizes the war in Iraq. Mr. Pinter's dramatic work makes the most of silence. Long, tense pauses between his characters became a technique and a trademark of his plays, often making audiences squirm and wonder what people do not, and perhaps cannot, say to one another. In this performance of his play Betrayal, written in 1978, Mr. Pinter himself plays the role of Robert, a literary agent who discovers that his wife and best friend have been keeping a secret.
We're lovers.
Ah. Yes. I thought it might be something like that. Something along those lines.
When?
What?
When, did you think?
Oh, yesterday, only yesterday. When I saw his handwriting on the letter. Before yesterday, I was quite ignorant.
Ah. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Where does it, take place? Must be a bit awkward. I mean, we've got two kids, he's got two kids, not to mention a wife.
We have a flat.
Ah, I see. Nice? A flat? It's quite well established, then, your, affair.
Yes.
How long?
Sometime.
Yes, but how long exactly?
5 years.
5 years.
Harold Pinter, acting in a 1990 BBC radio production of his play, Betrayal. We now honor Harold Pinter, the 2005 winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature, and the master of silence, with a pause.